A standing room only crowd packed into the Anchor Point Senior Center Monday night for a community meeting with Alaska State Troopers. After a recent 2-month-long spate of burglaries that set the entire community on edge, many folks are not happy with the troopers' response. KBBI's Aaron Selbig was there and has this report.
As the room steadily filled with well over 100 people, many Anchor Point residents vented their anger and frustration at having to spend much of the winter wondering if their cabin would be the next to be burglarized. Although two suspects in the case, 20-year-old Anchor Point resident Chaunce Hoxie and his 15-year-old runaway girlfriend, were taken into custody February 15th, the tension in the room was palpable. Backed by his boss, Trooper Detachment E Commander Pete Lenarek, Lieutenant Dane Gilmore addressed the room. In a calm, measured voice, Gilmore explained that troopers were overwhelmed with the task of sorting through a few hundred pieces of evidence on at least 15 different cases, each of which will have to be referred to a grand jury in Kenai. That process will take time, said Gilmore, and the suspects will likely be released in the meantime. Gilmore explained that it will be up to the district attorney's office what charges are accepted, up to a jury on whether the suspects are found guilty, and up to a judge on what kind of sentences they might receive.
My expectation is that we're probably not looking at anybody getting a significant amount of jail time if convicted of this stuff.
After Gilmore's speech, it was Anchor Point's turn. R.J. Austin wondered why Hoxie, who grew up in close-knit Anchor Point, felt the need to steal in the first place.
If you're hungry and knock on my door, I will feed you.
Yep.
If you need gas, I will give you gas. If you're cold, you can come in and warm up by my fire. But don't steal from me.
Amen.
I'm a I'm not the only one in this room, and I am just damn thankful those kids did not get shot.
Austin said he didn't blame the understaffed troopers for what happened, but he also doesn't trust the legal system to administer justice.
The courts go, be a good kid. Yeah. And I'm looking at somebody paying for a new door on their house or cabin, busted window on their car, and the court goes, kids will be kids. But you know what? My dad ever caught me doing something wrong, my butt would be kicked.
Many residents had questions about the staffing levels and resources at the Anchor Point Trooper office. There are 6 troopers stationed there full-time, responsible for an enormous coverage area, says Gilmore, who admitted it was not nearly enough.
There is a limited number of troopers assigned here, and there is not 24-hour coverage. That's just a reality of people who live outside of a city that don't have a police department that they fund and pay for. Homer has a full-time police department. Soldotna does. We do not have 24-hour coverage. What it would take in order to provide 24-hour coverage to this area is doubling the staff.
After a 2-hour dialogue, many ideas were discussed, including ways to improve communication between troopers and the community, how to fight a substance abuse problem among young people, and even the possibility of incorporating the Anchor Point community. In Homer, I'm Aaron Selbig.